Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to the Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a look at the weather first. A mostly sunny day ahead for Bundy, a low of 14 heading for 24. And for the Fraser Coast, mostly sunny and 24 as well, with a slight chance of showers on the coastal fringes. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Wednesday, the 7th of June. The opposition calls out the health minister over wait times in Bundy and Hervey Bay hospitals. The war around shark nets is back on as whale watching season kicks off. And police continue to catch excessive speeders on our roads. Let's get into it. The opposition is accusing new health minister Shannon Fentiman of travelling across Queensland taking selfies instead of fixing issues with the health system. It says data shows the longest wait to be offloaded from an ambulance at Bundaberg and Hervey Bay Hospital since August was more than 7 hours, while in Maryborough it was more than 3.5. Shadow Minister Ross Bates says local health workers are being let down.
Our hard-working frontline staff are working double shifts to keep the health system on the rails because the Palaszczuk government has simply given up.
Minister Fentiman says demand for hospital services has climbed due to a lack of bulk billing GP clinics thanks to the previous federal government, and says the Queensland Ambulance Service is the busiest in the country. Meanwhile, the Wide Bay Hospital and Health Service has kicked off Pride Month by taking part in the Welcome Here campaign. Colourful signage that states all LGBTIQ plus people are welcome here has gone up on mental health sites across the Wide Bay. Chief Executive Debbie Carroll says it's crucial that everyone feels safe and respected when they access health services, including mental health care, regardless of your sexual orientation or gender identity. In other news, nets are outdated and are putting whale rescue crews in danger, according to a shark scientist. It says a humpback was freed from shark nets at the Gold Coast yesterday after being trapped for more than 12 hours. Dr. Leonardo Guida from the Australian Marine Conservation Society says there are alternatives for shark control, like drones.
In Western Australia, for example, they subsidise personal shark deterrents that people can wear.
A Fisheries Queensland spokesperson says the state government will not make changes to the shark control program until effective alternatives suitable for Queensland's conditions are identified and proven. Locally, we have shark nets up at Rainbow Beach. Police in the Wide Bay Burnett continue to catch drivers doing excessive speeds on our roads, as a safety expert says regional drivers tend to underestimate the risk of putting their foot down. High speed has been a contributing factor in almost a third of Queensland's fatalities this year. Professor Andrew Rakatona-Rainey from the Queensland University of Technology says fatigue and lighter traffic means local drivers can overestimate their confidence.
There is something called optimism bias, which means that you think that you are a good driver and you are better than anyone else. So you take risk because you think that nothing could happen to you.
It comes as hoons caused significant damage to the grass at Bagara Sports Ground last weekend, digging deep gouges into the ground by doing donuts and burnouts. And that's all your Wide Bay Burnett local news for now. You can always get more on our listener app.